Empowered Expression Podcast. I am so glad you're here. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline Addington, and this podcast talks about spirituality, mysticism, self-realization, and business and marketing things all in the same place. So if you are very into all of that shit, welcome. You're in the right place. I'm glad you're here. So the OG cadence for podcasts up in here is once a week, but we are leading up to the doors closing for Bigger Than a Mastermind next Monday, January 17th. And I have so many more things that I want to say related to this that I was like, I can't squeeze them in Instagram stories. They would be too long for an email or a post. So I really feel like it would be awesome to record a few more podcasts for this week. And don't worry, if the mastermind's not a fit for you and you already know that, there's still like so much juice and so much benefit, obviously, to all of these podcast episodes. But I felt compelled to speak a little bit more into like why old school strategies don't work for conscious business owners and what we can do about it. Because like, here's a thought that was happening in my head. Because they just don't. That was the thought that was happening in my head. And I was like, duh, Caroline, but they just don't. So today on this episode, we're going to be talking about why they don't work, why they basically have a built-in expiration date. If you are on a path of, you know, conscious evolution, spirituality, and mysticism in this world, if you're walking that path, then some of the / a lot of the business strategies that are out there for online businesses have a built-in expiration date for you. And so we talk about why that is. It's very intuitive. It's going to make so much sense. You're going to be like, oh yeah, duh. And then we talk about what the funk underneath could look like for some of these business strategies that maybe feel like they aren't quite a good fit or feel a little overwhelming, or you're just like, oh my God, I have to do all of this stuff. Are you kidding me? So we're going to speak into what some of that funk underneath is and then what you can do about it. And we're going to be talking about two specific things that you can do about it that we do inside the mastermind, which is breaking the right rules for you and then designing and developing your own strategies based on what is natural for you and your natural genius. And then the second thing that we're going to talk about that you can do about the funk is taking what works and elevating it, finding the wisdom underneath and elevating the vibe, raising the vibe, you know, working with older strategies at a higher frequency. So that's what we're talking about today. And then tomorrow or the next day, whenever, later this week, probably tomorrow, we're going to walk through an example of what it looks like to take what works and elevate it. So some of the marketing strategies in online business that are rooted in a little bit more scarcity and fear and funk, we're going to rework them and elevate them and find the wisdom underneath and then work with them in a new and different way. So get ready. It's going to be really fun. I'm really excited to cover all of this with you. If everything is resonating with you and you're like, holy smokes, never thought of it that way, super into all this, want to have the full-fledged experience of walking this journey alongside other conscious business owners and with some guidance, not just flopping around so much and spinning in so many circles, then definitely check out the mastermind. The link is in the show notes. You can read more about what we're going to be talking about today. I recently updated the sales page to kind of, you know, break down this process and this journey a little bit more of syncing up with your natural flow by breaking the right rules and elevating what works. So if this is something that sparks some curiosity in you, definitely check out the link in the show notes. And you can read more about the mastermind. You can read more about this journey of syncing up with your natural flow. And if it feels like a fit, I invite you to apply. There's a link on there where you can submit an application and you and I will hop on a call and see if it's a good fit for you. We start January 17th. It's going to be banging. Come join the party. Okay, so let's get into it. Okay, so why many of the online business strategies are not going to be universally effective for conscious business owners. So here's the juice. Here's the juice. If you are a human who is moving through this world in an intentional, conscious way, you're on a bit of a mystic path, meaning that you are exploring what spirituality means to you as you walk through life, as you live it, and you're constantly finding and reuniting with and integrating new parts of yourself, right? That's like a huge hallmark of this path, if you will, right? Is that you're always on the lookout for pockets of resistance in your life. You kind of sniff them out. I just had the mental imagery of like, you know how I think they use like pigs to sniff out truffles underground. That's us, right? We are like resistance sniffing conscious pigs going around and like always being kind of on the lookout for areas of resistance or areas of our lives that aren't in alignment so that we can liberate the energy that's stuck in there, right? And meet new parts of ourselves and reunite with them and integrate them into our sense of who we are so that we're always expanding and we're always, you know, expanding our awareness of ourselves, of the world around us, right? If you're on a spiritual conscious path, that's a huge part of what you're up to, which is fucking rad. Go get it. I'm so glad you're doing that. That is amazing. And when we think about some of the ways that online business strategies have been taught up until now, like for fucking sure, there are amazing humans out there teaching business strategy in amazing ways. But a lot of what's out there, if you were to just take to Google and be like, how do I online business? Google? Question mark. A lot of the things that would pop up first have funk in them. They've got, you know, some of this funk of society, some of the scarcity of society, some of the fear-mongering of society kind of woven into them in some subtle and not so subtle ways that we'll talk about here in a little bit. And it is what it is, but as a resistance sniffing conscious pig that we all are. That's like such, I need to think of a better thing. Like that was the imagery that came into my mind, but I don't want to sit here and like call everyone like pigs. Although pigs are, in the animal kingdom, I think pigs are like super woke. So it's not the worst thing, but we need to come up with something better. I don't know. What are we going to be instead of truffle pigs? What do you want to be? A growing vine. That's better. So I'm sitting here looking at the plants around me and I'm looking at like, okay, so there's a Monstera that is like near my office desk area and has these like epic aerial roots coming off of it, right? So it's always putting out roots looking for something to latch onto. So let's use that. That's way lovelier than like truffle pigs, but you know, it was a good imagery, good metaphor. So a vine that's always putting out roots looking for, you know, areas to seep into. So because that's your vibe, that doesn't stop when it comes to business, right? Like your spidey senses and your intuition and your gut and your instinct and your heart are always going to be giving you feedback about not just the strategies that you're using, but like the way that the business is being built, the way that you feel like you're showing up in your marketing and online, right? So like your spidey senses are always going to be giving feedback where it's like, something about this doesn't quite feel right. Ooh, something about this feels a little out of alignment. Ooh, I feel like all of myself isn't allowed at this party. I feel like I'm, you know, limiting myself in this way or that way or the other. So this is like huge, you know, because it basically creates a built-in expiration date for a lot of the ways that strategies have been taught if there's fear and funk and scarcity woven into them, because it's kind of only a matter of time before your spidey senses are like, oh, yep, nope. You know what I mean? Because that's the journey that you're on. You are on the journey of uncovering all the stuff because you're a badass who's like not afraid to face the music. So many people are kind of like intimidated by their own, you know, shadowy sides and their own like unknown, you know, within themselves. But you're not, which is awesome, and which is part of why I love you so much and am so grateful that you're in this amazing community. And so because of that, anything that's in the collective that is online business, if there's funk in it, you're going to sniff it out eventually, right? And that kind of builds an expiration date to things. And so what can oftentimes happen that's a little bit tricky is that if something has worked up until now, whether it is just forcing yourself to do more by way of hustle, whether it is a certain marketing approach that no longer feels resonant because it has some scarcity in it, whether it is doing a million things for a launch, you know, where you've got like a billion emails going out, you've got like a all this stuff, whether it is being active on social media in a certain way, like spending hours in your DMs or posting a reel every 5 seconds or, you know, being in your stories every single hour, all of these different things about online business, if there's something in them that's got a little bit of funk, it's got an expiration date and you're going to sniff it out in due time because you are an intuitive discerning wizard. So viney wizard. And that's a great thing. That's a really beautiful thing. And it can put us between, like, it can give us the sense of being between a rock and a hard place. Because if these things that have worked in the past no longer feel resonant, but they were working and they worked in the past, then all of a sudden it brings up this, it can bring up this, you know, question within that's like, okay, well, this doesn't feel good anymore, but this is what works. So what do I do? Right? Because you don't want to do the funky dance, right? Of like, whatever it is, you know, whether it's, like I was saying, the way that you're showing up on social media or overgiving or marketing tactics that don't feel good or sending a million emails and you're exhausted about it, like whatever the fuck it is, right? This thing, quote unquote, worked for a while, but no longer feels aligned. But what do you do? Because you don't want to drop the thing that was working and then be under-resourced, right? Whether it's being under-resourced through clients coming in, money coming through, time, energy, whatever it is, right? If there's a strategy or an approach to business that has gotten tethered in the mind, in, you know, to resources where it's like, oh, when I do XYZ things, then I get clients, you know, I reach my goals, I grow my community, I do these things, I get these outcomes, right? If there's anything in there that it's like, when I am in my DMs for hours every day, then that's how I get clients, for example, if that's an example. You can insert anything, right? But we're just playing with one tangible example right now. And then all of a sudden, spending hours in the DMs every day doesn't feel good anymore. Heart is like, I want internet boundaries, right? Heart's like asking for some internet boundaries, but mind has this story that that's how the clients come in. And this is what sticks the conscious business owner between a rock and a hard place. Because if you gotta let go of what's has been working, then what do you do? Right? Then what do? Do the clients dry up? Is the well gonna run dry? If I change the way that I interact on social media, is my following gonna go down? Is my engagement gonna go down? If I change the way that I'm delivering my service, are people gonna get less effective results? Right? So like all these questions are important and valid. They're important and valid questions, and they can kind of keep you stuck in this sticky indecision in between place that's like hella uncomfortable. It is so uncomfortable to be in the in between indecision place. It is like the least comfortable place to be. I get it. We've all been there, right? We all are there, you know, in our cycles as we move through the cycles of life. So, but yeah, in this sticky in-between place where the old way is becoming less and less comfortable, but there's no clear new way that will quote unquote work. And this is where the two things that I was talking about at the beginning of the podcast, what you can do about it, this is where it's super helpful to lean into this stuff, right? Because eventually all the fear, the scarcity, the funk, the you know, overgiving, the people pleasing, like it's all eventually going to come to the surface. So rather than trying to avoid that, suppress that, you know, not engage that or like delay that, it's way more helpful to have some tools in the tool belt to know how to navigate it, right? So two things that I'm going to offer you today. Number one, breaking the right rules for you and then designing and developing your own strategies. And then number two, taking what works and elevating it. So let's talk about breaking the right rules. So I'm a huge advocate of breaking rules. Huge advocate for breaking rules. Because at the end of the day, there really are no hard and fast rules about how the things can be done in an online business and about how the things can be done in life, period, right? We make them up as we go along. This is what it is to be a human and a conscious creator, is that we're, and a mystic, we're building the path step by step as we walk it, right? We're building it as we walk it. We're creating new rules for ourselves as we break old ones and build new ones. Like it is a day by day, moment by moment experience of building out what is our reality, right? What are the rules that govern our reality? We built that. As trippy as that might seem, we build that. Right? And that is fucking rad and fucking awesome. And in order to build our own rules, we have to break the old rules that we've been following, right? That maybe we didn't even consciously decide on or agree to back in the day. You know what I mean? However, if we break all the rules all the time, all at once, that can be very ungrounding and overwhelming and a little bit traumatic. I speak from experience. When I left science life, it was a total identity crisis and all the rules were getting broken all at once. And it was very disorienting and meaningful, but you know, it doesn't have to be that way. And if I can help someone else not have that experience, that would be fabulous. So if we're always breaking all the rules all the time, then it's really disorienting. It can feel really ungrounded because we don't have anything that feels solid and stable, right? Going back to what we were talking about earlier, where it's like this between this rock and this hard place where the old no longer feels good, but there's uncertainty about the new. But the thing that's comforting about the old is that you know how it works, right? Like, oh, I know that this works. I've done it. I know how it works. And there's comfort in that. And so when we're breaking rules and building our own strategy, building our own rules, designing it based on our natural genius, if we break all the rules all at once, then there's nothing that we can sink our teeth into and feel stable and anchored and grounded into, right? We're like totally ripping off the Band-Aid. And some people swear by that. I had a mentor back in the day who swore by that, that it's like, no, you just like all at once rip the Band-Aid off. And that's beautiful. If that is how you thrive, go fucking get it. That is not how I thrive. And it's okay if that's not how you thrive either. Permission slip. Because I think there's, in the coaching industry, I feel like this is changing, but I used to hear a lot of like, you know, no risk, no magic, which is true, but there was like a little bit of like break all the rules all at once and totally like upend your reality all at once kind of energy in it, which can be a little bit traumatic. So it's about breaking the right rules for us. And that is an art and a science, right? So how do you figure out the right rules for you to break? Well, look to where there's shame, obligation, heaviness, density, and things that you are doing because you feel like you have to. And that is the only reason that you are doing it, right? There's nothing in there that you that lights you up, that excites you, that makes you feel like this is actually the right path for you, right? Because there can be stuff that feels challenging, but worth it, right? Like it's challenging, but it is the right path for us. And so it feels worth it. Versus this does not even feel worth it. And it's heavy. And I feel like I'm carrying like a donkey on my back instead of a donkey, like carrying us up a hill. I'm carrying a donkey up the hill, right? Like that energy, that is a like flashing neon sign saying like, hey, there's a rule that you're following over here that's ready to be broken, right? Like if it feels like that, then there's a rule that you might be subscribing to that is ripe to be broken. And by breaking those rules and building your own new rules, you are following your path. You're syncing up with your greatest flow, your greatest ease, your path of, like, to quote, you know, some Abraham Hicks, your path of least resistance, right? Like you're syncing up with the life, the highest timeline. It's the best way to say it. You're syncing up with your highest timeline. The timeline that your highest self has laid out for you that is full of all the things that are alive in your heart that you've been calling in. Whether it is recurring revenue in your business that will like support you as you move through a mystical tunnel and just like nourish your nervous system. Whether it is growth in your audience, whether it is the ability to like go full-time in your business and like pay yourself more, whatever it is, right? That highest timeline, when you break the right rules and you rewrite them as a function of your own natural genius, you sync yourself up with that highest timeline. So how does it look to rewrite them as a function of your own natural genius? So when you're looking into, I mean, for the lived experience of this, I would say definitely check out the mastermind because it's going to be unique to each person, right? And that's like part of the benefit of being in that container. But broad strokes, broadly speaking, you say that you recognize an area that's like riddled with obligation. You're like, aha, I see that I'm following like this rule. We'll keep up with the example of DMs, right? I'm following this rule. I have this rule in my head that I have to spend like all the live long day having conversations in the DMs in order to get clients. That rule feels like it's expired. I'm ready to break it, right? So a great way to explore how you would rebuild that is, okay, that feels like obligation. That feels like should. If that weren't true, if that rule were like just total malarkey and like didn't have to be true at all, if I could do it in a way that felt natural and easy for me, what would I be doing differently? What would I start doing? What would I stop doing? How would I do this differently? Maybe you would, you know, feel into it and you'd be like, well, you know, taking the pressure off myself to respond to DMs in a timely manner actually feels really great. And I would do that. Or I would check in for 20 minutes each day. And like, that would be juicy. Or maybe it feels really natural and easeful for you to be like, you know what? I decide that I'm not even going to respond to DMs at all. And it's not coming from an avoidy trauma place. It's coming from an integrated, like, this is my heart pull kind of place. This is a boundary that feels true for me kind of place. And I'm going to, you know, just encourage people if they want to reach out to hit me up on email or to, you know, submit questions for the podcast. And that's how they can like ask their questions of me. Right? So this is where you get to be really creative and tap into your own natural flow, how your energy wants to move best, what would be easiest for you, and brainstorming. And like, it's something that bubbles up from the deep, you know? It's obvious, or it's oftentimes the most obvious answer for you, where it's like, oh, well, if I didn't actually have to do this, then I would fill in the blank. I would do it this way. I would stop doing this, start doing this. I would do it differently in this kind of way. And that is how you can design and develop your own strategies. Okay, so the second tool that I'm going to offer you is taking what works and elevating it. So just now when we were talking about breaking the right rules, we were talking about like how to identify the things that the rules that are ready to be broken, right? And that it's this like just obligation energy, like, ugh, like not even worth it, that kind of vibe. Not everything is necessarily going to feel that way when you identify a little bit of funk, right? So you may not have this like just like, ugh, heaviness to it, but it may be like, you know, I can tell that like there's like some scarcity in here and there's some weird stuff in here. And I just wish that I could find a way to do it that feels like more aligned, but there's still a little bit of energy of like worth it in there. You know, like you don't want to just totally like chunk it up and be done with it. There's still a little bit of energy of like, oh, like I just wish I could figure out a way to upgrade this, right? That I like, I'm into it, but I want to upgrade it. And like, I just haven't figured out a way to upgrade it, right? There's not the like, I'm over it energy. That's a great way to say it. The I'm over it, I'm totally over it energy is like not alive so much. But it is due for like a little bit of an upgrade. This is when it's really helpful to use the second tool, the second approach, taking what works and elevating it. And this is how we can upgrade things without needing to break all the rules, right? So like I was saying earlier too, is like, if we go and break all the rules all the time, then that can be a lot. It can be a little traumatizing. It can be a little overwhelming. It can be a little ungrounding. But that doesn't mean that we have to continue to follow old rules as they are, right? We can take them and we can elevate them and we can upgrade them. So how do we do this? What does this look like? So I'm going to deep dive into this in tomorrow's episode with a tangible example. So I'm just going to talk you through like the theory, the concept of it right now. So everything that works in the online business world has a kernel of truth and wisdom and love at its core. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. Right? There's a kernel of truth at the core, and it might just have gotten shrouded in some funky stuff depending on the person that you learned it from, right? Because we are all teaching things to each other. Unless we learn something and unless a technique or a strategy got gifted to us from on high, right? If it's something that we are like downloading without influence of the outside world, then amen, right? Then we know that it's coming from like a pure energy, which is, Okay. Oh, that's a whole nother story. I recently had a past life regression that was like really amazing. I'm hopeful that the facilitator will come on the podcast. But I recently had a past life regression, and at the end of the like life, I was reflecting on this life, and I was this like basically this like precursor to alchemy practitioner, and my guides at the end of the past life gave me a practice where they were like, don't go out into the world and like learn about hermeticism through your mind. Like literally just sit down in your meditation each day and ask us to like remind you something that you know from this lifetime. And I was like, fuck, that's fucking cool. So we can totally do that. And I have another friend who recently graduated from the mastermind, and she channeled through, you know, like this whole beautiful, how do you even put it into words? She used to call it energy archaeology, but it's like realms of embodiment and how our energy moves through like the different parts of our bodies. She's on Instagram at the Ashley Stenson if you want to check it out, because she can do a way better job describing it than I can. But you know, that whole body of work is totally channeled, right? So we can 100% bring stuff in that is totally channeled. And knowing that, like, number one, it's going to be coming through the filter of who we are, which is, you know, I guess something to consider. And everything else was taught to us by other humans. And they may be like woke as fuck humans, but they're still other humans. And all the business things that you've learned have been taught through other humans. All the spirituality things that were taught through other humans got, like, their energy and what they are embodying, whoever's teaching it, gets woven into the message that and the strategy, right? So two different people could be teaching the exact same, say, like, sales framework for a sales call or something like that. But the energy that they are embodying, the beliefs that they hold, their worldviews are going to be woven into what they're teaching, right? Like, this teaching is getting filtered through their humanness. So when we think about strategies that work, they work because there's a kernel of truth at the core. There's a kernel of truth and wisdom and love at the core. And there might just be a bunch of funk that's gotten layered on top by a bunch of humans teaching it to each other over time, right? So the art of taking what works and elevating it is about getting back to that kernel of truth, you know, kind of clearing away all the funk and getting back to the kernel of truth that's at the core, shining it, polishing it up, and infusing that back into what we're doing, right? And the strategy that you're bringing new life to. And tomorrow, like I said, I think I said earlier, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole with a tangible example. And we're going to talk about some marketing strategies, right? Around like pain points and pain point marketing and stuff like that. And how there's like all this funk on top, but there's actually a kernel of truth and wisdom and love and beauty at the core. And when we can reconnect with that and let that be the guiding principle for how we use that strategy, it changes everything, right? It elevates it. It raises the vibe. It raises the frequency. It brings it back into alignment with heart. It brings it back into alignment with heart. Cool. So to recap, because you are a conscious, spiritual, mystical, magical, spidey sense human, all the business strategies that have been taught by other people and that have been woven in, like their funk has been woven into it, have a little bit of a built-in expiration date, because you're going to sniff out the funk eventually, because that's what you do. That's your magic. That's your like wizard trick here on this earth. That's one of them. And that's a beautiful thing, right? It's awesome that that's what you're up to. And just recognizing that that's the case is, it can be very liberating, right? And rather than trying to find the perfect, you know, going back out and trying to find the next perfect strategy, just recognizing that if there's funk in there, it's going to rise to the surface. Your spidey senses are going to sniff it out. And what can you do about it when it does? And that this is a huge part of being able to sync your life up with your natural essence, your natural flow, your natural ease, aka your highest timeline, right? Your most full potential in this lifetime. So two things that you can do about it, which happen to be two things that we cover in the mastermind, if you want to check it out. Thing number one, break the right rules. Break the rules that are right for you to break. You don't have to break all of them, but break the ones that are right for you to break, and then design and develop your own strategies born out of your natural energy flow, your natural genius, how you naturally thrive. And then tool number two, take what works and elevate it. So you don't have to break all the rules, because we don't want to create trauma and overwhelm and ungroundedness by breaking all the rules all at once. I mean, break the right rules. And then for everything else that feels like it just needs an upgrade, you can go back to the kernel of truth at the core. Find the kernel of truth at the core, polish it up, amplify it, and let that be the guiding force in how you work with that rule, work with that strategy, work with that online business stuff. Side note, life stuff doesn't just have to be online business. That's just the domain in which we talk about stuff here. So I have like a little piece of, I don't know if you want to call it homework or like a little challenge, a little mission for you before tomorrow's podcast, if you'd like to play with this mission. Think about, take an inventory and think about all the areas of life and business where there's obligation, there's like really dense heaviness and things don't feel worth it. And investigate what rules are you following in those areas that you maybe weren't aware that you were following. You know what I mean? Like you were just kind of unconsciously following these rules and telling yourself these stories. What are they? You know, sniff them out. Uncover them. And then ask yourself, do you want to break that rule and totally rewrite a new one? Or do you want to upgrade it and elevate it? And in tomorrow's episode, I'm going to talk through the process, if you will, of elevating a rule, elevating some old funk, taking what works and elevating it, reworking it so that it works for you and so that it's clicked back into alignment with your heart. So it'll be super helpful to just take this inventory before tomorrow's podcast so that you can have that fresh in your mind and work with it in real time. You know, as I'm talking through the process and using the example of pain point marketing to illustrate this process, that you'll be able to follow along with your circumstance that you're ready to upgrade. And of course, if everything is resonating and if you're like, oh man, I'm ready to like rewrite a bunch of stuff and upgrade a bunch of stuff in my life, that's a big part of what we do in the mastermind. So I've been talking a lot about flow, ease, your natural essence, your natural juju. And this is the how, you know, like I've been talking a lot about the what, like what we're going to be doing, like what it's all about, why that matters, why it's important. And what we're talking about in this episode and the next is how, you know, what does it look like to actually sync up with more flow and ease? It's not just waving a magical wand. There's like a process, there's a journey. So that's what we're breaking down here, is like, what does that journey look like? And if you want to walk that journey alongside other magical humans with lots of love and support and dope community, then check the link in the show notes. You can read more about it. You can apply for a call and we can make all kinds of magic together. Okay. I love you so much. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Empowered Expression, and I'll see you tomorrow.